producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Radio. I am your host, Leon Francis, and this is the Common Sense Club in your 8 o'clock morning drive. Hope you got your coffee. Hope you're tuned into this station. I like having a conversation this early in the morning, a little conversation, a little coffee. I think it's a great way to start your day. It's a little dreary out here in Fargo, just a little bit. Mosquitoes are on the rise again. I don't know what they're spraying, but it seems to be having the opposite effect, especially if you're in the Fargo-Moorhead area. It's kind of weird. It looks like that they were dying, and now, you know, they're coming back with a vengeance. But there you go. When you got North Dakota weather that changes at the whim of the weather gods, I guess you could say, that's what you get. You know, current temperatures here in the Fargo-Moorhead area are about 60 degrees. In Grand Forks is 58, 52 in Tioga, 49 in Williston, Bismarck 58, and in Minot it is 58 degrees. This is the Common Sense Club. So, if you have, if you hear a point that piques your interest, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. As always, at 8:20, we're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. I have a couple of stories. I want to run past them and get there. I never get two questions in. I think because I bloviate a little too much, but I'm going to try to get at least two questions out there for Ellen and Blanquita and get their response on those questions. And if you hear something like Ellen says something that just cheeses your grits, you know, call in 855-217-76 extension 2. We're also going to have Rob Port of Say Anything blog on, Rob Port over there, he breaks news and always informative. So we're going to get his take on a couple of news stories that broke on Say Anything blog. So stay tuned for that. Rob is always great when he comes on. So that's great. That's great. Always great. A couple of things that I want to know. Oh, and Scott will be hosting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting out there in Dickinson today. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have Brent Boger from the North Dakota oil and gas producing counties discussing his research on the 5% oil tax. So that's going to be at 9 o'clock, the top of the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have some open phone time for a segment. And then Niles Huska, Chief Executive Officer of KLJ Engineering, and he's going to talk about their recently completed North Dakota oil and gas industry impact study. So stay tuned for that. Congressman Kevin Cramer, weekly talk radio town hall. I want Cramer. I got to figure this out. And I know he's in Fargo. He sometimes comes here to Fargo and he does his coffee town hall at Babs. I need to figure out a time and place where he's going to be here because I got a couple of questions for him. And I want to get your take on the debate between Cramer, Center, and Jack Seaman. And in forum, the forum had a poll up. And I haven't seen it this morning, but yesterday when I left, Center had taken a pretty big lead the last time I saw it. I thought that was odd, but then, you know, it is the forum, so, you know, the folks that are reading the forum, and they tend to be from the left side of the aisle, so that whole thing. And Jack had a pretty good showing from the last that I saw. And if you are up to date on that poll, call in, share the results of that poll with us, 855-217-76, extension 2. Now, one of the things that's on my mind this morning, I don't know if you heard, but some Minnesota Muslims are demanding pork-free food products from a welfare food bank. And if you heard about this story, so they're out there, they're protesting. And apparently they said, well, they're demanding pork-free food at this this food bank. And I don't know. What I'm thinking is, beggars can't be choosers, and maybe that's a little harsh, but I'm sitting here thinking, you are here in our area, in our country, and we are freely, generously giving you food so you don't starve. And these folks, they are, you know, they're welfare recipients. They are here at our generosity, because of our generosity. The food banks are stocked, you know, because of our generosity. And then you got people out there protesting because there's pork there. Are you kidding me? I don't know. Maybe that's a are you kidding me of a Friday topic. But I just thought that that was odd. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, it's their religion. Absolutely. Their religion says, you know, you can't eat pork or whatever. But I'm thinking, do you go so far as to protest outside of a food shelter, a welfare food bank, and you're saying things like it's a human right? Having a pork-free welfare food bank is a human right. This is what this group actually said. And to me, it just smacks of selfishness, folks that don't appreciate the generosity of others. I mean, I don't care if I'm hungry, I'll eat anything. I mean, outside of, we're not going to go there, but outside of just something rancidly horrid, I would gladly, I believe that if I was a Muslim and I was hungry, starving, and someone gave me a bag of pork rinds, I'd throw some hot sauce on there and I'd gobble it up, and I'd be very appreciative for having something in my belly. And I kind of want your point of view on that. What do you think? Do you think that I'm being insensitive, I guess, would be the question. Am I insensitive that I am incensed when I see things like this, that I'm upset that you got a bunch of people here at our generosity kind of mooching off of the goodwill of the folks here in the area, and they are out there holding signs, protesting, saying having a pork-free welfare food shelf is a human right. A human right. I don't know. Give me your take on that. 855-217-76. I understand that getting proper food and nutrition and healthy food, I guess you can make that a human rights issue and you know, especially in some circles, that would absolutely be a human right, a basic human right. But I think one of the problems that they had was like the pork and beans. Like, they got, apparently some of these folks had gone in and gotten some pork and beans, some canned beans or something like that, that had already been mixed with pork, and then they ate it, and you know, they were upset when they found out later. And you know what? I think Allah, especially if you didn't know, I don't think he's going to be that harsh on you. And maybe, if you are serving a God that would, I don't know, punish you for something like that, maybe you want to look at another religion. I'm just saying. That's my 2 cent worth. I don't understand. You're here at our generosity, and you're so unappreciative that you would go out and protest with signs for your right to our stuff, to better stuff. We're giving you stuff, and you're like, no, you know what? I don't want that. I think I want to take the filet mignon. I say, eat the pork rinds. Be happy you got something in your stomach. Is that insensitive? I don't know. Hey, Charles, out in Williston, what's on your mind? Oh, good gravy. That's, I bloviated too long. But we'll be back with Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon for my friends at Chase on the Lake, beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Golfers, listen up. You already know how great golf can be in the fall, right? Especially in northern Minnesota with the colors and all the fun. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and the Chase. Check it out. The Chase on the Lake package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. Both great courses. I lean towards Tiana, but you know what? Get a load of this price. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129. If you'd like a weekend, just $30 more at $159. Now think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by itself. Then golf at a championship golf course, throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at about half price. One night in a classic room at Chase on the Lake, one round of golf at either Tiana or Longbow, and one meal at the 502. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, enter promo code Scott to get this great fall golfing package. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover, and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We're back. We are back. I am your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club, and you can call in 855-200-1776 extension 2 to give us a little bit of that North Dakota common sense. I love it. I love it. Right now, we have, we don't have Ellen Ratner, but we have Blanquita Cullen. Okay. Do we have Ellen? Okay. Well, so we're working on our common sense panel from the left and the right, but I still want your opinion. I want to do your point of view. 855-217-76 extension 2. We can discuss, you know, the topic that I brought up in the last segment. I think it's nuts. I think it's nuts. You're here at our generous, our very, very generous nature as Americans, and you're complaining. You're complaining that our food doesn't meet your standards. I don't know. That just it just kind of smacks to me of selfishness and a lack of gratitude, in my humble opinion. We don't need to cater to folks that are already here at our generous nature anyway. So that's my 2 cent worth. I'd love to get yours. Also, and what I wanted to talk to Ellen and Blanquita about was the fact that we have a president now that for the longest time, for as long as I can remember, wanted to erase any progress that he thought Bush had accomplished, including up into and including the war powers, which our president is currently using with a gusto, with a vengeance. So I kind of wanted to get especially Ellen's take on that. You know, he was openly opposed to Bush's war powers and openly fought against it, but he's using them now, and I don't fault him for trying to keep this country safe and fight terrorism and that sort of thing. I actually applaud him for doing that. But that's a little hypocritical, in my humble opinion. Sometimes when you stop fighting with your enemy, they don't stop swinging. So I think he should have thought about that before he opposed Bush. Bill out in Crookston, what's on your mind, buddy?
Wow, protester, you know, not getting appropriate food. I've got a couple of thoughts on this, actually. For one, I think that this is a logical extension of our entitlement society. Just people wanting to be catered to, and not really returning much to the society. The second thing is about this, the halal sensitivity kind of thing. I don't think this would be an issue if Islam had not been such a, not Islam in general, radical Islam had not been so violent and extreme toward our society. I mean, let's face it, if people are threatening to behead you, you're going to want to not have that happen.
And I agree. I think it might be a little more palatable. I mean, I'd be a little more sensitive if you are exactly right. If folks weren't over there in the other countries, the eastern side of the world, going, you know, death to the great Satan that is America. I sit here and I think I'm hungry. You know, I haven't eaten in a couple of days. Do I really care what's in my pork and beans? As long as it's not like, I don't know, sea slugs or something like that.
And this is where the cultural sensitivity part comes in. You know, the Muslims have a very strict dietary law, much the same as the Jews do. And the thing is, if that can't be met, I mean, where is your priority? Is it a utilitarian priority to survive, or is it a religious priority to honor God? I think of the
why doesn't the mosque there in that area have a food bank and, you know, grab donations from good Muslims in that city or in that area?
Exactly.
And then they can just bypass, you know, that's what I'm thinking. You know, what you don't do is throw the generosity back into the faces of the folks that gave out of their pockets. I mean, these food shelters, what you do is you go into your grocery store, you buy your groceries, and you go, you know what, I'm going to grab this and that and donate it to the food pantry. Now, that, and especially in today's society when your buck doesn't stretch as far as it used to me, that's a great act of generosity. And I have a bunch of folks throw that back in your face. That, in my humble opinion, what it would do to me is stop me from donating to a food bank or a food pantry. Oh, you don't like what I'm generously offering? Then you can go somewhere else, pound sand. I'll bring a box of pork rinds down there and gladly give it to them. That, and that's my opinion. Maybe that's a little abrasive, but that's the way I feel about it, Bill. Any last words? I'll bring hot sauce stew to dump on them.
I did have an experience like that when I was in Bible college in Minneapolis. There was this guy who was claiming on the street to have not had food for a while. I didn't have any cash, but I did have some food coupons for our cafeteria. So I took him into our cafeteria. I bought him a meal on my dime. And I asked, is that satisfying? And he said, well, no, not really. And he started to list off this amount of stuff that he wanted. And I'm thinking, you jerk. you know, and I'm trying to think of this, too, in light of being a pastor. You know, I provide.
Oh, you're a pastor.
I have a little food shelf here, but it's nothing compared to like the North Country Food Bank or the Care and Share, which is in our area here. And you know, it's not much, and it's probably not healthy. But you know, there is that modest little thing for people who come and say they're hungry. You know, but you know, if you're a Muslim, you're probably not going to want to come because I got like chili with beans. I'm not sure how that'll sit with halal diet.
I'm not sure how that's going to sit with prostrating yourself at the mosque when you're praying either. But that's a whole nother
story. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to want to take a meal from an infidel, I just, you know.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill and Crookston. Call anytime, Howard. At Fargo, what's on your mind?
I think you just kind of prejudice there, Leon, because you don't like changing your grit.
I get it. Hey, Howard, yeah. Hang on the line. We'll be right back with Rob Port from Say Anything Blog and your phone calls right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're back. We are back. I want to, we're going to have Rob Port from Say Anything Blog to talk about some news stories that are breaking over there on Say Anything Blog. Anything you want to know about North Dakota, especially as it relates to politics, to oil, the oil industry, the ag industry, anything you want to know, sayanythingblog.com is the place you want to go. I want to go to Howard, though, because I want to to finish his point on our last segment. So, Howard, are you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so you're saying that I'm a bit prejudiced, I think was your point. Okay. Let's develop that a little bit.
I think you're prejudiced about everything. But yeah, I've been listening to you for a long time. I enjoy the program, but I just think that people are becoming Americanized because you give them something they want, they going to complain about it and want more. And, it just seems the way that's the way the doggone world is turning right now. I mean, I don't understand them, but, you know, If you don't agree with them, they want to kill you.
You don't have to not agree with them. All you have to do is not accept that their religion as being the end all be all, and they want to kill you. They want to. I mean, they call it, we are the great Satan. And their religion. But anyway, I'm going to get away from that because I'm not going to, you know, dog someone else's religion. But this is my premise. One, I think that you're right. There is this entitlement mentality, and it's sad to say they are becoming Americanized. You don't want to get out and get your own, so you sit back, you wait for someone else to give it to you, and if it's not to your liking, then you whine and complain about that. And where I'm from, that dog don't hunt. I mean, you don't do that. It is my opinion, and I might do this if my grits are sufficiently cheesed enough. I'll grab a box of pork rinds, a couple of pounds of pork chops, and go down there to that food bank and donate them both. And I might even throw in some hot sauce on the side. So thanks, Howard, for calling in and giving me your point of view.
You have a good day.
You do the same, man. So, Rob, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Rob, before we get into the Say Anything blog comments and you explaining a couple of things, one of the first one I want you to talk about is North Dakota's incarceration rate up by 175%, but crime is only down 18%. What's up with that? But before we get to that, I want to ask you, have you heard about this story, the Minneapolis Somalian community? They're kind of up in arms, and they're demanding pork-free food at the food shelf. What is your take, the Rob Port take on that?
I certainly respect their religious beliefs and their right to make your own dietary choices in accordance with their religious conscience. But I think we got to realize that when you live in a place like America, it's a free society, and not everybody believes the same thing. So we cannot tailor our society to cater to one faction within that society. We all live here. The country belongs to all of us. And sometimes you have to tolerate that the people around you have different religious beliefs.
Yeah, that's common sense, and that's why you're on the Common Sense Club. I am Leon Francis, your host, right here on the Common Sense Club. If you have a question or comment for Rob Port, who is my guest, Rob Port from Say Anything Blog, sayanythingblog.com, call in 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. So, and I tweeted this out, I think like 5 minutes after I read it, I remember seeing this tweet. North Dakota's incarceration rate is up 175%, but crime is only down 18%. Explanation, please.
Yeah, well, what it was is it was a study done by the Pew Foundation in advance of the 20th anniversary of some reforms that were put in place in 1994 by a Democrat Congress and President Clinton. And what these reforms did, among other things, is they put in place some mandatory sentences or some minimum sentences for certain categories of crime. And then, you know, of course, tied those things to federal funding. So what the impact of that law has been is it's put more people in jail. You know, nationally, our incarceration rate has increased substantially. And in North Dakota, it increased quite a bit by 175%, as you mentioned, while the crime rate only decreased 18%. Nationally, the crime rate decreased 40%. Now, I think a lot of people might be tempted to say, okay, well, we put more people in jail, even though North Dakota's numbers seem a little out of whack, a 40% decline nationally in the crime rate is nothing to sneeze at. And I think that's correct, but I think we need to avoid making jumping to the conclusion that decline in crime rate was the result of putting more people in jail. I'm not necessarily you could draw a distinction between the two. And in fact, that's the most interesting part of the study is that if you look from state to state, there doesn't seem to be any correlation at all between imprisonment rates and the crime rate. Some states saw their imprisonment rate go up and their crime rate go up. Other states saw their imprisonment rate go down and their crime rate go down. And vice versa. I mean, some states saw a massive increase in their incarceration rate, and another state that really saw no increase at all, both saw their crime drop by the same amount. So I think what it reveals, really, is that there is an extremely complex relationship between imprisonment as a means to deterrence and as a means to fighting crime and the crime rate itself. I don't know that necessarily, you know, there's always sort of this I think bias is the wrong word, but maybe this preference when it comes to crime that getting tough will solve the crime. And I think what these numbers demonstrate is that's not always true. Just because you put more people in jail doesn't necessarily mean you're going to reduce crime.
And I agree. So do you think that this uptick in filling our prison, anyway, prisons here in North Dakota, do you think it has anything to do with, you know, drug laws or DUI laws? Or what do you attribute it to? Younger folks moving to the area? What's up with the I mean, that's a pretty high increase, 175%. Wow.
Well, I think nationally, you know, if you want to talk about age demographics, you know, for instance, with crime rates, I think nationally a lot of the reason why our crime rate's been declining is because our population is aging. We have the baby boom generation that is moving through. And America right now, in terms of median age, is a lot older than it was. And so what that means basically is older people commit fewer crimes. So I think that's had a pretty dramatic impact on the decline in crime, and I think actually the reverse is true here in North Dakota. Because of our oil boom, there's a lot of young people moving into the state. Younger people commit more crime, so I think that's having an impact on the crime right here in North Dakota. As far as incarceration is concerned, yes, drugs absolutely have something to do with it. As a matter of fact, the Bismarck Tribune did an article about this study, and they interviewed the director of the Department of Corrections in the state, Leanne Birch, and one of the points she makes is that in a lot of ways we're using our prisons as de facto treatment centers, where people whose crimes are not necessarily crimes against other people, but their crimes might be something along the lines of possessing drug paraphernalia, possessing drugs, selling drugs, right? I mean, these are crimes because drugs and drug paraphernalia are illegal, but they're not, I think most of us would agree, not in the same category as, say, stealing something or beating somebody up or murdering somebody, right? Those are crimes against property or private crimes against other people. Drug crimes tend to be just crimes against this moral standard that we've set against drugs. And, you know, a lot of people are being put in jail for that when maybe they might be better off being put in treatment or something along those lines. So, yeah, I think absolutely the quote-unquote war on drugs has done a lot to fill up our prisons, both here in North Dakota and nationally. And as a matter of fact, here in North Dakota, it's not necessarily, you know, part of what we think of as the traditional war on drugs, but certainly it's that same attitude, which is our tougher DUI laws here in North Dakota. There are articles all over the state now about how new requirements that DUI offenders spend at least a couple of nights in jail, certain types of offenders spend time in jail, are now filling up jails across the state. Now, we could agree or disagree with that as the efficacy of that sort of DUI policy. But there's no, you know, there's no question that what it results in is more people in jail. And does that make us safer? Does that really address the problem? I'm not so sure that it does.
And I'm of the same mind. I'm not so sure it does either. And we only have a couple of minutes before the break, but I know that you have been digging into the North Dakota university system for a while now. I mean, as long as I've known you, you've been on top of that. So I see this on blog posting. North Dakota University System has violated transparency laws 17 times since 2010. And it just kind of leaves me scratching my head. Are we not upset enough? Do we not is our outcry, you know, when the North Dakota University System does something like this, is our outcry not vocal enough, loud enough? How do they feel comfortable enough violating transparency laws 17 times since 2010 if, you know, they're being held accountable for their actions?
Well, I think part of the problem is that it's just something that we've started to come to accept from the university system. As a matter of fact, I remember a few years ago when I really started digging into it, I was speaking with a reporter who joked that the nicknames for the North Dakota's two largest universities among reporters was the University of Non-Disclosure and Non-Disclosure State University.
Oh, wow.
You know, basically because they do not like to turn over records. They do not like to be transparent and accountable. And the ironic thing is the Higher Learning Commission was just in the state, you know, fear-mongering about Measure 3, which is, you know, a constitutional amendment to change the governance structure of higher education. And one of the things that they applauded the university system for was their transparency. And I just wonder, I mean, this it's like
hey,
an alternate version of reality, yes.
Hey, do you have a couple of minutes on the other side of the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back with Rob Ford. Jarrett, hang on the line. We'll come to you right after this break. We'll be right back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Billsgang.com, Billsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
This is the last segment of the Common Sense Club, and I am your host, Leon Francis. We have my guest, Rob Port, and he's from Say Anything Blog, sayanythingblog.com. Rob is the leading authority on everything that is the North Dakota State Board of Higher Education. And we were talking about, before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that the latest two violations concerning the State Board of Higher Education breaking open meeting laws was when they met with the Higher Learning Commission earlier this year. And to me, that's wow. The transparency there is lacking, in my humble opinion. And I had to cut Rob off as he was developing that point. So I'm going to let you finish your point now. Rob Port from Say Anything Blog.
Yeah, well, it's a real issue when, they seem to live in their own version of reality where, they believe that they're being transparent, but yet anybody who's trying to get, information out of them is met with hostility, even up to and including legislators. I mean, I wrote an article about a month or so ago about NDHU President Dean Brashani basically shutting down legislator requests for emails to where it was taking months for legislative counsel to get emails out. So there's a lot of arrogance and hostility in the university system, but I think the thing is it's gone on for so long, it's almost like people just sort of expect this now and they're willing to just let it go. And then you have, a lot of people like the NDSU football team and the UND teams and everything else, and the people are like their alma mater, and you get some hometown bias from the media, and then a lot of it just kind of gets overlooked.
Wow. One other story that I saw that, and it's kind of a comical one when you think about it, the story about the kids bootlegging sugary drinks in school. I thought that was a little funny, but by the same token, it's also a little disturbing that we have to. And it goes to the whole, you ban something, you just create a black market for it. And I guess enterprising young kids in school are kind of picking up on that whole capitalism thing. And one thing that I found that was really interesting is the kid says, the press that he actually got from, being suspended is actually going to help his business out.
Yeah. I mean, we're in an era where a kid could get suspended for having sodas in school. I think it just sort of illustrates the absurdity of how far overboard we've gone with this nanny statism when it comes to trying to regulate what kids eat and drink. Obviously, soda's not good for you. It should be consumed in moderation. But, the thing is that we're trying to outright ban it. And that's what happened. This kid was selling Pepsis out of his locker. He got suspended. There was a lot of media coverage. Now he found a loophole in the law where he could store his soda in school and then sell it off of school property. So this kid's enterprising. But really, it's just like prohibition, where you had bootleggers essentially selling alcohol around the laws. And then really, heck, I remember when I was in high school, the kids were cigarettes were the thing, right? People were trying to find out, which kid you could buy the cigarettes from or whatever. That was the big thing when I was in high school. Now it's soda. And I think it just kind of illustrates the absurdity. And really, I think we ought to think about this. Do we want kids to live healthy lifestyles because they're not given choices? Or do we want them to live a healthy lifestyle because they're choosing to consume something like a sugary drink, like a soda, in moderation or consume it responsibly? To me, these things exist in the world. There's always going to be temptation to live an unhealthy life. I would rather kids learn how to deal with those temptations and live a healthy life despite bad choices being available to them than to leave them with no choices at all.
And see, that's where I'm at. I used to, especially with my family members, they were always on one diet fad that or another. And my whole point of view on that was, if you choose to make this a lifestyle, then you're not like blown this way and that way when a new diet fad comes along. So, and along those same lines, if you are banning this soda or sugary drinks or whatever in school, how's that going to affect the kid when they're out of school? They're not going to, I mean, you're not really doing anything, in my opinion, but creating a black market. This kid says it got me a lot more advertising. He says the effect of publicity when he was talking about the effect that the publicity of him being suspended and then being interviewed and that sort of thing had on his sales. He says everybody knows about it now. He can store it at school. He can bring it to school. He can drink it at school. He just can't sell it, and in parentheses, at school. So right off property, you know, he can open up, throw up his shingle and be open for business. I've always thought that. Go ahead.
I think it illustrates the futility of those policies too. I mean, look, they've now created a taboo. This kid's cool. It's cool that he's defying law. So what have you done? You've created a disrespect for authority. You've created a taboo where kids think consuming this stuff is cool. I mean, talk about counterproductive to the intent of the policy in the first place.
Absolutely. Rob Port, Say Anything Blog, thanks, man. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell right after this.
0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinman, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is 4 nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included, most especially every sight you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hannon, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks in North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free.
Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.